5 free recruiting resources. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 130. Hello and welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler on location from Europe. I'm an athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, podcaster, author, and speaker. I'm so sorry that episode 130 is coming out late. I didn't plan on it that way, but due to technical difficulties, I'm recording this one on the road, and you might be able to tell. Hey, this podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future, releasing every Tuesday, except this time. I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website. That's recruitme.com. But it is easier on an app like the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. You can subscribe, and it sends you a notice that, hey, this episode is ready for you to listen to, and it's much more convenient that way. I encourage you to do that. I also encourage you to get my free recruiting power pack, and I'll tell you about that more as this episode goes along. Also, be sure to check out RecruitMe 3.0 at recruitme.com/system. It's the new RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship System. As I mentioned, doing this one on location, I am in Europe right now. And it's a business trip I'm doing. And before I left, I had recorded this entire episode. But due to technical difficulties, it never made it where it was supposed to go so you could download it. And I said, well, let's just use my phone. And so we're not just using a microphone, using a telephone for my phone and my microphone. Anyway, here we are. I just want to let you know that in case you're wondering, the quality sounds a little bit different this week. And that's why. We're coming up on five free tools and resources that are available to you out there because we all like free. Yeah, I do. And I know you do too. And we'll get to those in a moment. But want to start off with the playbook tip of the week because a couple weeks ago I missed it. And I said, well, let's make sure we put it at the head of the show here so you get it. This comes from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, which I've written, I mentioned. And here is the playbook tip of the week. Other than football or basketball, it's very rare for a student athlete to be offered a full scholarship at any school. The only other sports where athletes are given full rides are women's tennis, gymnastics, and volleyball. That's a little bit to you to keep in mind because it shapes your perspective on scholarships and the efforts that you put in and your expectations. So that comes from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. If you didn't listen to the last episode, I encourage you to do that. It's about what doesn't work in recruiting, and I give you five things that don't work. For instance, parents getting in the way, stretching the truth, attending instructional camps, being narrow in your options, and giving up control of the recruiting process. I gave them away all five, but I dig in on that for 15 minutes, and I encourage you to listen. And the two episodes before that, too, we started the year off really well. Episode 128, How to Leverage Your Time for the Best Recruiting Results, and episode 127, The Best Five Recruiting Habits. These are so helpful. I wanted to start off 2019 in a way that you can grab onto things and it could really set you in motion for the year. In these four episodes that I've stacked up for you in January, do exactly that. So the five free recruiting resources, let me go through those right now for you. The first one is the eRecruit Fit Assessment. This thing is pretty phenomenal. Now, if you go to my website, I'll have a link in the show notes for this episode, but also under resources, you'll see a direct link to this. If you want to just go to eRecruitFit.com and take the student athlete assessment, you can find it that way too, but you have to do a couple clicks to get in there, and we'll give you a direct link, and that's in my show notes. You get the direct link there. What this does, this is great. I talked with the founder of this company, I believe last year or the year before in my show, because he's really got a heart to make sure that the athlete ends up at the right school at first, because the graduation rates and the transfer rates are so high for athletes, the graduation rates are low and the transfer rates are high, that he wants to see athletes, when they land at a school, stay there. that it is the right fit. And what he's doing is helping you through this free assessment that you take, then it spits out the results. It gives you an understanding of not just who you are as an athlete, that's not as important as who you are as a person, what your tendencies are. So it's like 10 or 15 factors and 10 or 15 areas that he looks at, and you get a narrative of your personality and your aspirations, and there's things in there that really will help you as you make your choice. Because as you get further into the process, you're not just looking at a school as a name of a school on a page, but you're getting to know the coach, you're getting to know the program and everything. And as you get to know the program more, you want to know if you are going to be a good fit there. You may not know it, but this assessment helps you get to know some things about yourself that you don't know already. It's fantastic. It's called the eRecruit Fit Assessment. So that's the first thing, a free resource. The second thing is something I've talked about quite a bit, and I believe in this, and families are resonating with it. It's the Recruiting Power Pack that I've developed. It really is a must for every high school family. You get three resources in here that will truly help you get started or get centered back on the right course to recruiting. I've put together a PDF download that's a quick read for you called First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship. And what this will do is help you understand the first four things you need to do right away. It's a PDF download, as I mentioned. A second thing in there is I've recorded an audio tutorial called When and How to Use Video. In fact, it's from my audiobook of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. And you can listen together as parent and athlete and find out about this key area of video. How do I use it? When do I make it available to coaches? What's the strategy? I'm all about strategy as you go through the process. The third thing you get is this template of one of the most important documents you can put in a coach's hands, and that's your player profile, your resume. You can use this fillable form, fill in the blanks, to create your own player profile or resume. That's in there as well. It's the free recruiting power pack. And how do you get that? You go to recruitme.com. That's all you got to do. It's right on the homepage, and download it. recruit-me.com. Take advantage of that. The third free recruiting resource is the NCAA website. But you can get overwhelmed with all that's on there. So I'm going to point you to three places on the website that I think rise to the top that will help you as resources. The more information you have is not necessarily make you more powerful, give you direction. It's the right information. And these three places give you the right information on the website. Recruiting calendars. You know, it's getting more and more complicated as every year goes along, knowing at what stage, say, a coach can contact you, what they can send to you, can they call you, what are the rules, and when are the signing periods, and all those things. Well, the NCAA has done a great work in providing for you, with every sport, a recruiting calendar. I would give you the link audibly right now, but it is about 50 characters long. So I would encourage you to just go to the show notes and pick up the recruiting calendar there, or just go on the NCAA website and do a search for recruiting calendars. Go to Google, just do NCAA recruiting calendars, and you'll see what I mean. Excellent resource. It will put things in perspective for you. They also have another page, another site, really, about the National Letter of Intent. You talk about signing with such and such university, sign for a scholarship. Well, that's called the National Letter of Intent. And you need to know the rules, as they say, before you sign. And the NCAA helps you out with that. They've got a video or two on there. The signing dates are on there. They've got an FAQ. It's really, really good. Go there and you'll know all about the National Letter of Intent. The third thing is the NCAA Eligibility Center. Registration for this isn't free, but the information is. Every athlete, every student athlete that wants to compete in the NCAA and AIA as well, they've got one of these too, is you need to be certified. And you get certified at the NCAA Eligibility Center. I encourage you to check that out. And then in your junior year, go ahead and register there. Costs a few bucks, but you got to do it. They have said, we want to make sure everybody's taking the right courses, has the right core courses. And then coaches know that they can recruit you if you're certified by the NCAA Eligibility Center. So those are the three resources for you from the NCAA. And it's awesome. All those are just, and you're going to stumble across some others when you go to the NCAA site. So that's the third. The fourth resource that we're looking at is the Athletic Scholarship Playbook audiobook. I mentioned the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, but I've recorded and have had out for quite some time the audiobook version on Audible, and that's available to you free. You might be an Audible learner, and you can listen together as a parent and athlete. Well, you can get this, and here's how you do it. If you go to my show notes and click the link, and you sign up for a free one-month subscription to Audible, they let you choose a book to be able to have for free. And you just choose the Athletic Scholarship Playbook audiobook, and I'll have a link to be able to get you directly to the right page to do that. Now, it's $14.95, I think, a month after that. But just make a note to yourself, if you don't want to continue, and if you're an audio learner, I encourage you to continue. But if you don't want to continue, you're not obligated. You can cancel your subscription, but you get the audiobook of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook free. And it's a great resource for you. I have to do a disclaimer here. I'm part of their affiliate program, so they give me a commission for anybody who signs up through that channel, but you get the book free. They get to show you their products, and you get to use their service. So they win because they're hoping to get you on as a subscriber, and you get what you want too. So that's the fourth one. And the fifth one is something you may have heard about. The NAIA and NCAA have this. It's the Guide for the College-Bound Student Athlete. The Guide for the College-Bound Student Athlete, it is a great resource which gives you the full picture of recruiting all in one place. You'll find this, if you're just getting started, to be extremely helpful. You can try to know everything, and you can't, and you don't have to. You don't need to know all the recruiting rules. Coaches need to know all the recruiting rules. They're the ones that get dinged if they violate them. But there are certain things you need to know as you progress through this process, and the Guide for the College-Bound Student Athlete is the resource that you'll need. It's a PDF, and it's free. The NCAA and NAIA have that, and I'll have that a link in my show notes. So those are the five, and I got to ask you, have you discovered free resources to share with other families? Have you? If you have, please email me, john@recruitme.com, and let me know, because I'd like to hear and share that with other families. I find these, though, if you grab these and spend some time in these, they're going to really help you out in the process. Well, that's it for this week, and I'll be back next week. I want to put a plug in here, too, the fact that February is Free Coaching February. How we're going to work this is through the month and all the episodes, I'll be answering your questions. I encourage you to write to me and ask me your most challenging recruiting question. What are you dealing with right now? What do you want an answer for? And we'll make this a great month centered around you and your questions and your needs. So Free Coaching February, email me at john@recruitme.com. That's john@recruit-me.com. So get your question to me, and we'll make February a fantastic month together, okay? And that really is it for now. Made it in 15 minutes, just under. So you get on there, go get those free resources. If you have any questions about that, make sure you email me and I can clarify for you. But I'll have those links in the show notes. God bless you. Have a wonderful Super Bowl week.